Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Tuesday class, January 13th, 2026, 2025 Christmas special.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God this evening, initially to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. We are still in our 2025 Christmas special, focusing on one verse, Isaiah 9, verse 6. In preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you for the privilege we have this evening of fellowshipping with you through the study of your word. And as we do so, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. In this Christmas special, it's just one verse. One verse in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And that one verse has so much to it. Now, you can just teach a verse like that, and I dare say most pastors, when they teach it in about 5 minutes or 30 seconds. But you can, from this one verse, go in depth and see the magnificent truths of that very first Christmas and the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ. So this great prophetical verse, one verse, Isaiah 9:6, presents, first of all, the hypostatic union of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, because a child has been born for us, the true humanity of the Messiah, a son has been given for us, the undiminished deity of the Messiah. The Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the unique person of the universe, the theanthropic person, the God-man, undiminished deity and true humanity united in one person forever, different from God in that he is man, and perfect man, different from man in that he is the eternal God. And in this first clause of Isaiah 9:6, we have one of the most important doctrines that you can learn concerning the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, and that is the doctrine of the hypostatic union. And we went into that doctrine in great detail and depth. So the first clause of verse 6 presents the greatest miracle that this world will ever know. the incarnation of the eternal Son of God on that very first Christmas. The first clause of verse 6 puts the spotlight on the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah. The second clause of verse 6 puts the spotlight on the second coming of the Messiah. And the government will be on his shoulders. When the Lord Jesus Christ returns to this earth at the second advent, he will establish his kingdom on earth and rule planet earth for 1,000 years. He will be the ruler of the entire world, and he will rule the world with perfect justice and absolute righteousness. Now, in the last half of Isaiah 9:6, the prophet Isaiah gives us four characteristics of the celebrityship of the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have studied three of these characteristics. Number one, he is the Wonder Counselor or Miracle Counselor. Number two, he is the Mighty Omnipotent God. Characteristic number three, he is the Eternal Father of grace and compassion. Now that brings us to the fourth characteristic of the celebrityship of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. In the Hebrew, Sar Shalom. And there are four concepts within the title, the Prince of Peace. He is, first of all, the Prince of Peace and World Peace. And we studied that. The second concept, he is the Prince of Peace and Reconciliation. And we studied that. The third concept, he is the Prince of Peace and inner peace in the soul. We have studied that. Now that brings us to concept number four. He is the Prince of Peace and blessing. Now that the Hebrew word in Isaiah 9:6, we have Sar Shalom. Shalom looks like that, S-H-A-L-O-M, Shalom. That's what we have in the verse, Isaiah 9:6, the Prince of Peace. And Shalom is translated peace throughout the Old Testament scriptures. The Greek equivalent of Shalom is Eirene. E-I-R-long-E-N-long-E. That's the Greek equivalent of shalom, and it is always translated peace as well. And shalom and eirene, they mean blessing and prosperity in its widest sense. Blessing and prosperity in its widest sense. Now, at the end of our class on Sunday, you have 4 points, I believe. We may have just got started on the fifth point. Okay, I'm getting some heads going up and down. Point number one, the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, bestows blessings on those with whom God is well pleased. Now that's very important that you understand the correct translation of Luke 2 verse 14. Luke 2:14 says, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace." And of course this is the Greek, so it's eirene, prosperity and blessing to men with whom God is well pleased. That, make sure you know the correct translation. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, eirene, prosperity and blessing to men with whom God is well pleased. Point two, the Prince of Peace gives great peace blessings to the believer who attains spiritual adulthood. And we saw that in a couple of passages. We saw it in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 16. 2 Thessalonians 3:16, which says, "Now may the Lord of peace," and there's Eirene, "now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace," greater phenomenal blessing and prosperity at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. And then we noted also in Romans chapter 15, Romans 15 verse 13. "May the God of hope," and that's elpis, hope, but really means confidence. "May the God of confidence fill you with all happiness," plus a sharing the happiness of God, self-contained happiness, "and peace, greater grace blessings, eirene, as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with confidence by the power of the Holy Spirit." And then point three, in fact, the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, pursues the spiritually mature believer with greater grace blessings. Psalm 23, 5 and 6. And so, Psalm 23, we had a special on Psalm 23. That's going to be taught over at Las Ventanas with Rich leading that. Psalm 24, verse 5, and the human author is David. David is a winner believer, spiritually mature believer. He is the author of most of the Psalms in the book of Psalms. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil." David is the king, the greatest king in Israel's history. "My cup," and this cup isn't a cup outside. It's a cup that's developed in the soul of the winner believer. The believer who lives the spiritual life today in the church age fulfills the ultimate objective of having virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. A cup is developed inside of your soul. A cup where God pours greater grace blessings. And notice these greater grace blessings, "My cup overflows with greater grace blessings." Surely, goodness and grace will pursue me all the days of my life. Greater grace blessing for time. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Greater grace blessing for all eternity. And then point four, also, the believer is commanded to pursue the peace of greater grace blessings. And that's in 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. "Now, flee from youthful lusts and pursue grace righteousness." As a believer in Jesus Christ, you already have God's imputed righteousness, so you don't pursue that. You have that at the moment of faith in Christ. This is pursuing grace righteousness, spiritual maturity. So flee from youthful lust and pursue grace righteousness and faith. That's the body of faith, Bible doctrine, love. Virtue, love, the ultimate objective of the spiritual life. And pursue peace, eirene, greater grace blessings with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Now that brought us to point five, and from the heads I saw going up and down, I guess I gave you point five. Point five, the Prince of Peace gives greater grace blessings to the believer who has wisdom. Now that's a very important word in the Word of God, wisdom. In the Hebrew, it looks like this. Chokma. C-H. And that's, you say, well, that's a commas. That's an A. No, that's a commas hatuf. See, you should know that. Chokma. Commas hatuf is an O. And chokma is wisdom. And wisdom is the Word of God that you have learned and believed. You have to believe it. Doesn't do any good to assemble in the Upland Bible Church and hear the teaching of the Word of God and then sit there and reject it and say, well, I don't believe that. Pastor Olson, I understand what you're saying, but Pastor Olson, I don't believe what you're saying. And so you're free to do that. I'm not here to make anybody do anything. You have a free will. You have, whether you have humility, respect for the authority of God, His Word, and the pastor teaches, or you don't, that's up to you. That's between you and the Lord. That's not between you and me. But you must believe the Word of God. Believe. When you believe it, God, the Holy Spirit, takes it and puts it in your heart. Once that Word of God enters your heart, now it can be applied by the Spirit, by God, the Holy Spirit, to your life. So wisdom is metabolized doctrine in your heart. The Word of God that you've learned and believed, and now you can apply it skillfully and accurately to your life. That's the Hebrew word, and the Greek word is Sophia. S-O-P-H-I-A, and that's the equivalent to the Hebrew word chokma. So we have the Prince of Peace gives greater grace blessings to the believer who has wisdom in his heart. And the great chapter that talks about this is Proverbs chapter 8. And it's very unique in that we have wisdom personified. Wisdom, the personification of wisdom. And throughout this chapter, wisdom is doing all the talking here, as if wisdom were a person. So Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 says, I love, who's I? Wisdom. Wisdom. Metabolize doctrine in your heart. I, wisdom, love those who love me. Love Bible doctrine. Love the Word of God. And I, wisdom, love those who seek me. Seek me, wisdom, and find me. And if you're positive and have humility and you seek a sound Bible teaching church, God will guide you there and get you there, so that you can grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. I, wisdom, love those who love me, and I, wisdom, love those who seek me and find me. And with me, wisdom, are riches and honor, fantastic blessing and prosperity in time, enduring wealth and prosperity, blessing for all eternity. My fruit, wisdom, and the production from wisdom is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I, wisdom, walk in the way of righteousness along the paths of justice. And I, wisdom, bestow wealth, greater grace blessings on those who love me, wisdom, who love Bible doctrine, and making their treasuries full. This is the most unique chapter with the personification of wisdom. But then go on. It goes on to Proverbs 8, verses 32 to 36. Now then, my sons. Again, wisdom is the one doing the talking here. Now then, my sons, listen to me, wisdom. Happiness is to those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction, wisdom, and be wise. Do not ignore it. Happiness is to the man who listens to me, wisdom, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorways. This would be today, consistent and faithful assembling in a sound Bible teaching church where doctrine is taught and you can get wisdom in your heart. For whoever finds me, wisdom, finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me, wisdom, harms himself, reversionism, and all who hate me, wisdom, love the sin unto death. So the Prince of Peace gives greater grace blessings to the believer who has wisdom, maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart. Point six. The Prince of Peace desires to pour out grace blessings on you. The Prince of Peace desires to pour out grace blessings on you. Turn over to Psalm 84. Psalm 84. Psalm 84. Psalm 84, starting at verse 10. Better is one day in your courts. That would be in the church age, in Bible class. Better is one day in Bible class than 1,000 days elsewhere in the cosmic system. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God, that is learning Bible doctrine in Bible class, than dwell in the tents of evil. That's reversionistic pleasures of the cosmic system. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows greater grace. And that's the word there is Cain for grace. Bestows greater grace and honor. And honor includes promotion. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is with integrity. O Jehovah Tsevaoth, the Lord of the armies, the Lord Almighty, happiness is to the man who keeps on trusting in you, maximum faith rest life. So the Prince of Peace desires to pour out grace blessings on you, Psalm 84, 10 to 12. 7. The Prince of Peace blesses the spiritually mature believer with greater grace blessings beyond human imagination. Now, I don't know about you, I got a great imagination. But the Prince of Peace blesses the spiritually mature believer with greater grace blessings beyond human imagination. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to him, And who is him? The Prince of Peace. Now to him, the Prince of Peace, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works within us. The Prince of Peace blesses the spiritually mature believer with greater grace blessings beyond human imagination. Ephesians 3:20. Point 8. The positive believer with humility, respect for God, respect for the Word of God, respect for the communicator of the Word of God. The positive believer with humility presses on toward the goal. And that goal is spiritual maturity, which is to win the prize. To win the prize. And the prize is greater grace blessings that the Prince of Peace has for him. Turn over to Philippians 3. Philippians 3. The positive believer with humility presses on toward the goal, spiritual maturity, in order to win the prize. And the prize is greater grace blessings that the Prince of Peace has for him. Philippians 3, verse 12. Not that I have already obtained it, or that I have already become teleos. Now, let me give you that. The word that you might have the word perfect. I'll guarantee you none of you are perfect. And none of you will become perfect either. Teleos. Teleos is the word, and this is the word. A teleos believer is a spiritually mature believer. That's a teleos believer. So, not that I have already obtained it or have already become a teleos believer, a spiritually mature believer, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Royal family, brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind. You don't look back at all your failures and flaws and bad decisions. Forgetting what lies behind because you've rebounded and got back into fellowship with God. Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. The goal, the objective. Verse 14, I press on toward the goal for the prize. What is the goal? The prize. The greater grace blessings that the Prince of Peace has for the winner believer. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God, election to privilege, in Christ Jesus. Now, this is the Apostle Paul talking here. This is the Apostle Paul. And he's reached spiritual adulthood, but he says, I haven't attained the goal. I haven't received the prize, but I keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on. And that's all I encourage all of you to do. Keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on in the grace of God and in your spiritual life, advancing, advancing, advancing until you attain the goal and win the prize. 9. Good catch. Point 9. When the Prince of Peace is free to pour out greater grace blessings on the winner believer, this glorifies the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, forever and ever and ever. When the Prince of Peace is free to pour out greater grace blessings on the winner believer, this glorifies the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, forever. In eternity past, the Prince of Peace designed greater grace blessings for time and greater grace blessing for all eternity for every one of you with your name on it. He was thinking about each one of you. He designed special greater grace blessing for time, for you with your name on it, and for eternity. These blessings have been especially designed for you with your name on them. Your attitude toward God and His Word is the determining factor as to whether you will receive these greater grace blessings from the Prince of Peace or lose out on these blessings. The believer can never lose his salvation, but he can lose out on his greater grace blessing package. The believer can lose out on these greater grace blessings through negative volition to Bible doctrine, arrogance, living your life in the darkness of Satan's cosmic system. But for the winner believer who lives the spiritual life, who attains spiritual maturity, fulfilling the ultimate objective of having virtue, love, brought to completion in his heart, then the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, will pour out these greater grace blessings for time and greater grace blessings for eternity. The peace of greater grace blessing that the Prince of Peace pours out on the winner believer includes several categories. First of all, the Prince of Peace provides and pours out spiritual blessings for you as a winner believer. And this is the best of the best. This is priceless. The Prince of Peace pours out on you as a winner believer spiritual blessings. Now, what are these spiritual blessings? This is so important. Every one of these is Merry Christmas. One, first of all, the Prince of Peace makes himself at home in your heart. The Prince of Peace makes himself at home in your heart. You have this fantastic personal relationship with the Prince of Peace in your own soul, in your own heart. Two, you have occupation with Christ. As a result of having virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, you have completed the ultimate objective of the spiritual life. You have personal love for God the Father, which motivates impersonal love for all mankind, and you have occupation with Jesus Christ. You have occupation with Christ as a result of having virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. Three, you love the Prince of Peace with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is a part of the spiritual blessings that God pours out. You love the Prince of Peace with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. He is your most important love in your life. The most important love in your life. The Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Fourth, you have self-contained happiness. Self-contained happiness. You share the happiness of God always, at all times. 24/7. 24/7. You have self-contained happiness plus a sharing the happiness of God at all time. 5. You have capacity for life. Capacity for love. Capacity for happiness. Capacity for blessing. Capacity for adversity. You have capacity for total appreciation for grace. And 7, you have total appreciation for the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. So you have capacity for life, love, happiness, blessing, adversity, total appreciation for God's grace, total appreciation for the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. 6, you have the ability to correctly interpret contemporary history. And right now, you want to witness a client nation to God destroying itself? You're witnessing it in America as we speak every day. And it gets worse and worse and worse each day. When we have a division in our country, and when one of the main political parties becomes a party of domestic terrorism, we're dead. And right now, the Democratic Party is a party of domestic terrorism. And all they can do is attack the president, attack everything he does, tell him he's a criminal. People get on, the liberals get on, and anyone who is conservative or agrees with the president and what he's doing is right. In the laws of this land, and what is going on in all of these cities and states in this nation, he's following the law. And this was all, ICE was all voted on by years ago by a combination of the Democrats and Republicans together agree with all of these things and all of these policies with ICE. Now, they've gone exactly opposite. And they're the ones who voted for it. You're watching the destruction of a client nation of God. When you see people attacking law enforcement people, attacking them, when they're doing their job, and this is going on all over our nation, why, we're a nation where the politicians hold up the criminal as being right and the law-abiding citizen as being wrong. Well, 6 is this part of the spiritual blessings that the winner believer has include the ability to correctly interpret contemporary history and to evaluate current events in the light of the Word of God. In the light of the Word of God. 7, you have freedom from slavery to the details of life. part of the spiritual blessings is you have freedom from slavery to the details of life. Eight, you are the greatest innovator in times of historical disaster. You're the greatest innovator in times of historical disaster. Nine, the eternal Father of grace and compassion motivates you to have maximum grace and compassion on others. The eternal Father of grace and compassion motivates you to have maximum grace and compassion to others. 10, you have a total sense of security, whether in times of prosperity or times of disaster. You have a total sense of security, whether in times of prosperity or times of disaster. So the Prince of Peace provides spiritual blessings. Absolutely amazing. The Prince of Peace also provides temporal blessings. Temporal blessings. And they can be in professional prosperity, social prosperity, technical or mental prosperity, cultural prosperity, establishment prosperity. First of all, it can be professional prosperity. When God promotes you, you're qualified for the job. You have capacity to assume responsibility and authority. You have leadership dynamics. That's professional prosperity. And then social prosperity, you will have great friends, where you're on the same page. You're on the exact same page. Third, you have mental prosperity. The ability to think and concentrate increases. Fourth, you have cultural prosperity. That's maximum enjoyment of art. And it's hard to find art today. But there's some out there, but you usually have to go back in time. Literature, music, that's hard to find today too, music, and history. Establishment prosperity means the enjoyment of freedom and the protection of life and property from criminal activity. Establishment prosperity. So the Prince of Peace provides temporal blessings. And the Prince of Peace, third, provides blessing by association. Blessing by association. One, those in the periphery of the spiritually mature believer are blessed by their association with that person. Those in the periphery of the spiritually mature believer are blessed by their association with that person. Two, they are blessed either directly by God or indirectly from the spiritually mature believer as a result of the overflow of blessings from the cup that's overflowing in his soul. His greater grace blessings. Three, the spiritually mature believer shares his blessings with others because he is a very gracious and generous believer. The spiritually mature believer shares his blessings with others because he is a very gracious and generous believer. Four, there are peripheral areas of blessing by association. peripheral areas of blessing by association, such as your loved ones will be blessed by association. Those at your business or business life, your social life, and the local church. 5, there are also geographical blessings to the spiritually mature believer. Geographical blessings to your city you live in, to your state you live in, and to your nation. So geographical blessings to the spiritually mature believer, to your city, your state, your nation. And the Prince of Peace provides historical blessings. Historical blessings. 1, the spiritually mature believer carries his generation. He carries his generation. 2, the spiritually mature believer is on the right side of history. The spiritually mature believer is on the right side of history, while the reversionistic believer is on the wrong side of history. The reversionist is caught up in the disasters of history and swept along with them. But the spiritually mature believer rides on the crest of the wave of blessing from the Prince of Peace. 3, the winner believer rises above historical disaster. And the Prince of Peace provides dying blessings or dying grace. Now, every believer is the product of his own decisions. You can make good decisions to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, attain spiritual maturity, and receive the great blessings of dying grace. Or you can make bad decisions to live out of fellowship with God, to live by the lust patterns of your sin nature in Satan's cosmic system, and then you will die the sin unto death. It's all up to you. The Prince of Peace has the most wonderful blessings of dying grace for the winner believer. So 1, in dying grace, first of all, there's no fear of dying. The fear of dying is removed. The winner believer is not afraid of physical death. The winner believer's looking forward to it. That's chocolate pie, whipped cream, maraschino cherry. Who would not want to eat that? Maybe you don't like chocolate pie. I love chocolate pie. I'm looking forward to that. So when it comes time for the dying phase of my life, I know some of you look at me and say, you're in the dying phase already, you know. When it comes to that time of the dying phase of my life, I am looking forward to that no matter what it is. And the Lord has the perfect way for me to go through the dying phase and absent from the body and face to face with the Lord. With the Apostle Paul, it was a lictor's act coming down and chopped off his head in 1 second. He was here 1 minute, 1 second, and he was in heaven the next. And that was the purpose. And he was, the Apostle Paul had happiness. He knew he was going to be executed. He knew that the lictor's axe would come down on his head and remove his head. And those in that dying phase, he was total happiness. He was looking forward to that absent from the body and face to face with absolutely no fear of death at all. And I think about the Roman who was responsible for removing his head. And he saw a lot of people die. He saw all kinds of fear and being afraid and all shouting out, "No, not me, I'm too young to die," you know, all these things. Now Paul, he had this fantastic inner happiness. And that Roman responsible for executing the Apostle Paul, I just wonder if that Roman did not believe in Jesus Christ as his Savior. And he's in heaven now too. Because he saw something that he doesn't get to see very often. A winner believer and dying grace. So in dying grace, the fear of dying is removed. The winner believer is not afraid of physical death. Two, the perfect happiness of the spiritually mature believer in the living phase of his life is now exceeded by his happiness in the dying phase of his life with dying grace blessings. Three, dying grace is the greatest experience in life. It is the antithesis of the sin unto death, which is maximum divine discipline. Therefore, point four, the winner believer has the best blessings in the living phase of his life, better blessings in the dying phase of his life, and better than the best blessings for all eternity. Psalm 116, verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. And then turn over to 2 Timothy 4. Let's take a look at the Apostle Paul and his dying grace. 2 Timothy 4. I love this passage. Second Timothy 4. Verse 6. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. What a way to describe physical death. Paul says, the time of my departure has come. All right. I think it'd be fun to say, okay, let's light this candle. Away you go. If I have a chance, I think I may just say that. The time of my departure has come. I have fought. It's not a good fight. A good fight would be agathos. We don't have agathos. We have kalos. I have fought the honorable fight. I have fought the honorable fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. And in the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, the judgment seat of Christ. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing, all winner believers who die through the blessing of dying grace. And the Prince of Peace provides one of the most unique and wonderful blessings that any winner believer or any believer can ever receive. This ought to encourage you to motivate to make it to the very top. Undeserved suffering for blessing. To have the privilege of wearing the mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing. Only in time does God have the opportunity to give us pressure and disaster and undeserved suffering to prove to Satan and all the fallen angels that the grace and power of God can handle any situation and circumstance of life. So one, only the winner believer is qualified to wear the mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing. Only the winner believer is qualified to wear the mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing. Two, all things work together for good to those who love God. We studied that on our Sunday class in Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love God. The winner believer, Romans 8:28. Three, the spiritually mature believer knows whether his suffering is divine discipline or undeserved suffering for blessing. The spiritually mature believer knows that. He knows whether his suffering is divine discipline or suffering for blessing. Four, divine discipline is unbearable. It's unbearable suffering. While undeserved suffering for blessing is bearable. While undeserved suffering for blessing is bearable. Five, the spiritually mature believer's ability to clear the hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing glorifies God and becomes evidence against Satan in his appeal trial. The spiritually mature believer's ability to clear the hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing glorifies God and becomes evidence against Satan in his appeal trial. Six, the grace and power of God enables the winner believer to clear the hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing. The grace and power of God enables the winner believer to clear the hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. I love this passage. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. But he, the Lord, assured me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may reside in me. And that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, people testing, in hardships, pressures, thought testing, in persecutions, disaster testing, in difficulties, system testing. For when I am weak, undeserved suffering for blessing, then I am strong. By the grace and power of God, I am strong. Seven, undeserved suffering for blessing teaches the winner believer that the Word of God is more important than the air that he breathes. Undeserved suffering for blessing teaches the winner believer that the Word of God, Bible doctrine, is more important than the air that he breathes. Turn over to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 68. Psalm 119, verse 68. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees, the Word of God, Bible doctrine. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, slandering, maligning, judging of the reversionists, I keep your precepts, the Word of God, with all my heart. Their hearts are fat as grease. I don't know how you have it translated, but that's the Hebrew translation. Their hearts are fat as grease and unfeeling. But I delight in your law, the Word of God, Bible doctrine. It was good for me to be afflicted, undeserved suffering for blessing, so that I might learn your decrees. The law, the Word of God, Bible doctrine from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. So the undeserved suffering for blessing teaches the winner believer that the Word of God, Bible doctrine, is more important than the air that he breathes. 8, undeserved suffering for blessing is designed to show us that the all-surpassing power to handle this suffering is from God and not from us. Undeserved suffering for blessing is designed to show us that the all-surpassing power to handle this suffering is from God and not from us. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Starting at verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, undeserved suffering for blessing, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So undeserved suffering for blessing is designed to show us that the all-surpassing power to handle this suffering is from God and not from us. And 9, undeserved suffering for blessing develops the great virtues of the spiritual life. Undeserved suffering for blessing develops the great virtues of the spiritual life. Turn over to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Undeserved suffering for blessing develops the great virtues of the spiritual life. Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 3. And not only this, but we also boast in our tribulations, our undeserved suffering for blessing, knowing that tribulation, undeserved suffering for blessing, brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character. And proven character, confidence. And confidence never is ashamed at the judgment seat of Christ, because the love for God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And then look at Romans 8. Romans 8. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, undeserved suffering for blessing, or distress, or persecution, a part of undeserved suffering for blessing, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The miracle Messiah, he is Pele Yoetz, Wonder Counselor, Miracle Counselor. He is El Gavor, Mighty Omnipotent God. He is Avi Av, Eternal Father of Grace and Compassion. He is Sar Shalom, Prince of Peace. Merry Christmas. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.